Hey guys, how has your week been and your weekend? I hope you had a good one. I'm so sorry it's been a while, but I've had so much going on. It's been a crazy 3-4 months, but it's also been a happy one. So I'm here now, and I hope you enjoy this episode because our topic is you are enough. I'm sure there's one thing we all agree with. It's that no one is perfect except Jesus. And I know I want to be perfect. We should try to be like Jesus. I've realized how easy it is to get sucked into having this sense of worthlessness or something close to it. It begins with anxiety, and then our expectations aren't met, or we are at a stage in our lives where we hoped for more, but we're not exactly there yet. It may sound easy, but when people tell you positive things about yourself and they expect you to feel great all the time, but it's not possible. Everyone feels down, and it's totally okay to have bad days as long as you don't let it wear you down. The world is changing, and the days of technology isn't making it better. Thank God Instagram has removed the number of likes, because I'm sure statistics must have proven how people measure stages in their lives in comparison to others on social media. Everyone posts pictures like they're living their best lives, and to be fair, some actually are, while others think they're not doing enough because they're getting sucked into other people's lives on social media. Some people have committed suicide because of this, and others have gone into depression for people you don't know, and others are even beginning to live a fake life just to match up. We're all guilty of this social media syndrome, that's what I call it, myself included. But over time, with discipline and self-consciousness, I've trained myself not to believe everything I see on social media and never to compare myself with anyone else. We're all created differently, and everyone has their struggles and victories. We all have our unique fingerprints, so definitely we all have different stories. We owe it to ourselves to focus more on ourselves, who we're becoming and who we are. We should focus on developing our character, becoming better people, and making this already insane yet beautiful world that God created a better place. We're beautifully and wonderfully made in God's image and likeness. We're the salt of the earth. We're special. We're loved, very much so. My favorite pastor shared some nuggets that remained with me, and I thought to share with you. Each time you have a negative thought or feel hopeless, worthless, or anxious, ask yourself these 5 questions. Number one, is this thought true? Number two, is this thought 100% true? Number three, how do I feel if I think this? Number four, how would I feel if I didn't think this? Number five, how can I replace this with the truth? So I'm going to give you a live example answering this question. So my negative thought is, I feel like I'm not doing enough. Is this thought true? No. Is this thought 100% true? No, it's not, because I do the best I can, and I need to remind myself of the good I've done and how far I've accomplished, instead of thinking I'm not doing enough. How do I feel if I think this? Of course, I'll feel sad. I feel unaccomplished. I'll feel dejected. And how would I feel if I didn't think this? I'll feel happy. I'll feel fulfilled. I'll feel very grateful for how far my life has come and where I am right now. And I'll have this sense of gratitude that I wouldn't have if I was thinking that I wasn't doing enough. How can I replace this with the truth? I will stand on the word of God, where he said that I have plans for you, plans for good, to give you a future and a hope. That's Jeremiah 29:11. Whenever these negative thoughts and feelings creep in, I would advise you to grab a journal or pen and paper. Ask yourself the questions above. I feel like you need to mentally challenge yourself. Every negative thought, I would advise you to write it down, and also the positive thoughts, so you can analyze what stage you're at and why you're having those thoughts. But whatever you do, always remember that your thoughts control what you become. I would advise you, just as I am, to remain steadfast in the truth, knowing God loves you more than you could ever imagine, and you're definitely enough. Okay, that's a wrap, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope to bring an another episode to you as soon as possible. I'm not going to make promises, but like I said, I'm enough and I think I'm doing enough. I'm not going to think I'm not doing enough. So you get an episode when you get an episode, but I'll try to make it soon. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to leave your comments. Don't forget to visit our blog. Hopefully I'll catch you sometime soon. Ciao.